werk. Kriegt werk. Kriegt werk. Hoak is arrow. Hoak. Hoak.
This is George and...
George Inga. In English, they always play bingo. Aleut arrow. You know, the arrow. Alutak. Alutak. Ilutuskak, ilutak. Alutak. Deep, bow.
Is ilutuskak?
Ilutuskak. Deep one. Ilutuskak. Ang ngok yasik, big box. Mikal ngok yasik, small box.
And box?
Huh?
Plain box.
What?
Box.
Box?
Yeah.
Yasik. Yasik.
Yeah.
Eat? Mikalok. Month.
Month and then month, a calendar?
Mm-hmm. Calendar, yeah.
What about Chislak?
Chislak.
That's Russian?
Yeah, so, I think it's Russian.
No, you're right.
I go by Chislak.
Uh-huh. What about Ikhalok?
Ikhalok is month.
And then...
Ashkelok, Ikhalok. 1 month.
Ashkelok is 1 year.
Huh?
What about week?
Makinok. 1 week, makinak.
1 week, makinak.
Makinak.
Joyak.
La la la.
Joyak. Music.
What guy from Kodak used to tell me?
Joyak.
A quack. La la la. Nochbak.
So yuck, yeah, not you.
Next day, hangover. La la la. A cock, la la la. No, no, fuck. Shoot, fuck. Earring. Shoot, fuck. Earring. Kakaangak. Kakaangak. Some kind of a game.
Is it called Kagana up there? Wolf? No?
What do you call wolf in your language? Kaganak.
Kaganak.
No.
We call him Kaganak wolf here. Ali. Kaganak.
Huh?
Kaganak. Kaganak. Wolf. Kaganak.
And then for gaming pieces?
Huh?
Gaming pieces.
Sakit?
Gaming pieces. Kaganak.
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 Iksak.
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 I used to hear my dad talk about they used to use a line for a kilt.
Mm-hmm.
Kill?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
Naskoluk? Yeah.
No, Naskoluk. Because they tied them together. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Labak. Labak. A hat. Slabak. A hat.
Light bulbs. Right.
Balayak.
Hanging on the side.
Balayak.
Light bulbs. Huh?
Okay. One more time.
Mm-hmm.
Balayak.
The lifeboat.
Balayak.
Shuk. Nimchayak.
Nimchayak is fishing line.
Nimchayak. Imami Nimchayak.
Say it again, please.
Okay.
Namkhayak.
Namkhayak. Fishing line. Numchek.
Chili?
Maskak. A mask. Maskak. Being wet, yeah.
Go ahead, say it again.
Being wet. Being
like
wet.
Beats, yeah, no?
Being wet.
Necklace.
Waterproof, like seals.
That's good, come like
Kanangnok.
Kanangnok?
Kanangnok. You know, they were waterproof, you know, when they go in kayak. Kanangnoksuki. Put them on.
That's right.
Yeah, I heard that. When they used to kayak, you know.
I used to have one. I used to wear it inside my shirt, because if you wear it when you go to the woods, it tear off. So you put it under your shirt. It's a name, I know.
Ah, there you go.
Kanakhluk.
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 That means a jacket, or?
Yeah, that, you know.
Kanakhluk.
Kanakhluk. She made it out of a bear gut.
Uh-huh.
Could blow it a long ways. And you cut it up. Kanakhluk.
Kanakhluk.
Huwak, they use it for shooting sea otters. They used to use them. They must have been pretty damn good to hit. Sea otter, holy cow. You got, yeah, I guess they were good. You know, we used to play huwak, yeah, they call it. Got two mutt about that high. Then we have a kelp in the middle for to shoot it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be about five people on each side. They came to have 12 sticks or 12 cans for scoring, you know. And then the last two are the best shooters. That was Nick Kaguyak and Kostenga. They were the best ones. And if they have one score to catch up would be on the other side where they're going to shoot, and then we'd be hollering, that, you know, to try to get that guy to, you know, hollering and jump up and down and try to let them miss. Howling, Charlie. used to be fun. We had one teacher from Germany. That lady was a German. Oh boy, every morning our targets would be over. She used to go out there and wreck them up.
Why?
She seemed like she was mean. He was a German.
Uh-huh.
He had an Italian husband. She didn't like us hollering. And the thread is
Ingotuk is needle?
Needle, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The thread is
Krukak,
yeah.
Krukak. You still running?
Uh-huh.
You can excuse me.
Lechuk, isn't it?
Yep.
Lechuk. That was the door.
Kukumiak whistle.
Kukumiak whistle. And black duck with orange. Yeah. Kukumiak.
Kukumiak.
What's the bigger one? The tough ones. A valik.
A whistle.
Mm-hmm.
And
a
bird.
No.
What about two? These whistlers.
A guti.
Huh?
A guti.
Ikuitik.
Ikuitik.
Yeah.
The whistle, though.
Kalhiutstak.
Kalhiutstak. Whistler.
Kalhiutstak.
Kalhiutstak.
Whistle.
Kalhiutstak.
Kalhiutstak. Whistle, yeah.
Luskak is Russian. Loshka is Russian.
Loshka.
What about a lutik? Spoon.
I don't know. I always call it luskak.
Luskak.
Luskak. Luskak.
Yeah? Snow goggles?
A new matchstick. It's a snow goggles. It's a new. I stick, well, the goggles and eyeglass, you know. Mm, I knew much stick. That's what I think, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, Tayachnik, yeah.
Wrist.
Wrist.
Tayachnik is wrist. What did you say, bracelet?
Tayachnik hutak.
Tayachnik sutak, something like this. Well, the wrist, you know, is tayachnik, you know.
Ikuwik.
Ikuwik.
Ikuik.
Ikuik is elbow?
Yeah. Elbow. Ikuik.
Let's run. Four. Let's start with Eagle Harbor.
Ichuk.
Rolling Bay?
Shetuk.
Shetuk.
Natalie Bay?
Meshukuk.
Yeah.
Oshayachik.
No, Oshayachik is Newman Bay.
Oh, yeah. Meshukuk.
And then the point south of Natalie Bay is salmon hauling. Sanulik. Sanulik. Sanulik.
Sanulik.
It's a point south of Natalie Bay. No. Old Harbor?
Nunyak.
The Three Saints Bay?
Sunuluk.
Yukek Island?
Yukek Island. What's Yukek Island?
Ralphie, can you get a receipt for that, please?
Yukek Island. Chukok, no.
No, Chukok is Danger Bay. Danger Cape.
Yeah, a couple minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please, yeah.
Ungatak. Kilutak.
Pachwik.
Pachwik, yeah. Pachwik.
Zero point.
Pivot point. Pillar cape.
Right, you know. I know Pogok is left cape.
Left cape, yeah. Gokok. Parting Bay, Nunakok. Nunakok.
Barling Bay?
Yeah, Nunakok.
Nunakok, yeah.
They used to call it Uchuk Bay.
Huh?
Uchuk.
Big Creek.
Big Creek.
Iduwik.
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 Mm-hmm.
Big Creek.
Mm-hmm.
Push Point.
I don't know where it starts with A.
Push Point?
Mm-hmm.
Chulock Point. That's a bush. Like bushes.
Shorty Beach in Kiluda. Tachulik.
Mm-hmm. Short,
yeah. Tachulik, you know, the little lagoon. Mm-hmm. Half Western Hotel. Shearwater. Shearwater is Akihak. Pivot Point. Pivot Point is Pachwick. Yeah, Pachwick. Pivot Point, Pachwick. Pachwick. Newman Spit.
Is the one in Walsh the same like yours? They are.
Is Newman Spit.
Spit Kasuk Pek.
Newman Spit. We were talking about it yesterday, Newman Spit.
I took yak.
Barling Bay Spit is Sedatier.
Yeah, I know. Chuk-suk.
Chuk-suk.
Yeah, no.
Chuk-suk.
Yeah, I remember.
Nani Excelkan. Chuk-suk.
Chuk-suk, yeah.
Where did you Excel?
They threw an exec yesterday, Tony, he got halibut across the bay.
Yeah, they're in here.
He got him across halibut. Oh, winter get halibut there. And catfish. Yeah, he got him across the bay yesterday. Excepting me. You have a hand hook?
Sonia?
One week. You know Jerry. He walked with him.
Yeah.
1 week of the 7 days.
There was one trip in grass, you know.
Eagle Harbor, they couldn't cross. They had to make a half. So deep, he said.
Mm-hmm.
He had to make cut in wood.
Hidden basin?
Someplace, yes. It was real deep. So they had to make a raft. He go most of the time on them bear trails.
Mm-hmm.
He could hear the bears, you know. Nighttime.
I gotta pick up my boy.
Okay. Oyana.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's after 3 already.
You guys are here tomorrow.
Yeah.
So can you rat me to be? Me to be.
Chamai, it is February 28th, 2006, and I'm here with Nicole Oakley, Florence Pesterkoff, and Mary Hawkinson. I'm a prolactonin counselor. We're going over the word list for the Arctic Study Center exhibit. And some of them we might not have words for, but I thought we could just discuss it first. The first one on the list is an amulet, like something that you'd hang on a necklace, you know, like a carving. Maybe it's a seal-shaped carving or a bear-shaped carving or something like that. Do you guys have a word for an amulet? Maybe a pendant. I kind of don't think so, because I think we've looked for this before. How would you just say a carving?
Carving?
Yeah, something that's carved. You know.
Oh,
something.
Just carved.
Yeah. Like, you know, maybe a little carving of something out of ivory or something that was carved. Carve is what? Kli?
Kli. 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 Kli.
Kli.
Kli.
Kli.
Kli.
Kli.
I think. Kli.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's something that's carved. Kli.
Mm-hmm. So what would you call the thing that was carved? A kli skak? Or kli?
This is.
Kliak?
Yeah. Una kliak. It was
something
carved.
That was
yeah.
Carved.
Kliak?
I think so.
I don't know. Kitenuchten.
Does that mean anything to you? If I said una kliak, would you know what I meant?
Una kliak.
Yeah. Something that was
carved.
Carved. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, has anyone heard this word for the woman's dance belt? Nakuhun? Nakuhun for a dance belt. You know those ones that had the beads on them that they have in the Aleutic Museum?
Mm-hmm.
Nakuhun?
Naktu. No.
Well, nak means
yeah.
A squeeze, you know, or squeezing.
Squeezing your
squeeze
hips.
Squeeze anything.
Naktuten. Naktu.
Okay, so the root word might make sense, but you've never heard nakuhun.
What do you call a belt?
Bilta.
Bilta.
I don't know if it calls it different.
There's only way I know. Bilta.
Let's
English.
See. There was another word I heard before. What's a kilaun? Or kilone? Kilaun.
French.
It says it's a belt. And Nick, wasn't there a belt that they used to wear that was the same word as for a rainbow? Remember the one?
Puisak.
Puisak. Puisak.
Puisak, though, but that was a piece of
like
ribbon.
Like a sash.
Yeah.
Puisak.
Horishin or
something.
Okay. So is there a word that we would suggest for a woman's dance belt? Biltak.
Biltak.
Okay. And what about a bird snare? Here we have nuhak.
Nuhak. Yeah. Nuhak.
It's the third one down. Nuhak.
The word it sounds right. A snare. Something you catch an animal
nuhak.
In. It's something you catch an animal in.
You guys are all trying to get rid of your papers.
Well, I want her because she knows more than I do about
no.
The nuhak. Yeah, that sounds
yeah,
like
sound,
a snare.
Snare.
Okay.
Yeah, nuhak.
Okay. Nick, would you say nechak into the microphone?
Nechak.
Nechak.
Okay.
Okay. So we've got nechak. And Nick, would you say kliyak too for the carving?
Yeah, kliyak. Kliyak.
Kliyak. Okay, koyana. Now, the next one is blubber hook, and there's no suggested word, but we were thinking, what was the word for blubber again? Whale blubber?
Kimak.
Kimak?
Yeah.
So could you say kimam iksa?
Iksa.
Iksa.
Kimam iksa.
Kimam iksa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I have you repeat that for me, Nick?
Kimam iksa.
And for boots, I think these are like skin boots, so they aren't like rubber boots. Have you ever heard the word kulusuk? Kulusuk? Or kulusuk?
Kulusuk.
They call Kulusuk what?
Some Indian tribes?
Yeah.
Southeastern.
Yeah.
Swajik. What's Swajik?
I think those are Southeastern.
Swajik.
So what would Kulusuk be?
Indian, I think they call it.
Oh.
Or maybe there's a name for it.
I thought those were Madagascar.
That's south.
Oh, like the
south.
Way
south.
South
below 48.
Oh, so Kulusuk would be like Athabascan
or
peoples?
No, I think Southeastern, you know,
mm-hmm.
Alaskan, Southeastern.
Mm-hmm.
But Madagnak is the lower 48. They're called Madagnak because they were half naked. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because Madag, when you're naked, you're...
Madagnaskak.
Yeah.
Okay.
Madagtuk.
So would you, if you saw some boots that were made out of skin, what would you call them? Would you call them Arabaks?
Arabahook.
I don't know.
I don't know what they called skin.
There's another one in here. It's Prukanak.
Prukanak?
Prukanak. What kind of boot is that?
Those are hiking boots.
Hiking boots?
Them.
Okay. And Prukanak. Have you ever heard of Chichichik, a long sealskin boot?
That's probably it.
Chichik.
I don't know.
Chichik.
Chichik?
I never heard.
Have you heard that one, Nick?
Yeah.
Chichik.
Chichik. We used to call our slippers.
Chichik.
Chichilak.
Chichik is more like a slipper.
Yeah.
Okay.
More chichik to
moch.
Yeah.
Chichinka.
Chichilik.
All right, then what about a bow for like bow and arrow? Is that huwak?
Mm-hmm.
Huwak. Now, is the huwak the bow or the arrow?
I mean, they call both of them.
They call them both huwak
yeah.
together?
Mm-hmm. That make it huwak, yeah.
Okay. Could you say huwak for me, Nick? You say huwak?
Huwak.
How about a bowl? And here it has, it looks like they're trying to have paraskatinak. Paraskatinak for a bowl. But we were just talking about this yesterday, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Supach surak.
Why do they have the paw there?
I think that underlined part there, where there's no letter, they were trying to put a Russian R there.
Oh.
But it didn't come through.
Oh, I see.
But what if this was a carved bowl, like a wooden bowl? Like one of those old style ones that are carved like a
yeah.
bird or a seal?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a word for one of those?
I've never heard it.
There probably is, and we don't know.
Okay. Yeah, and here it just has Paraskaratina. Oh, what about this? I just want to double check it. I saw that a bow in here, it says it's called a Kithuyak. Kithuyak? Have you heard that?
Yeah, I heard that.
Kithuyak?
Yeah.
Would that work too? Besides
Kithuyak.
A hula?
Yeah, Kithuyak.
Okay.
Kithuyak.
Kithuyak. So it's pretty much the same, Huak or Kithuyak?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could you say Kithuyak into there?
Kithuyak.
Chali?
Huak. Huak Kithuyak.
Okay. Huyana. All right. So bowl, should we just call it Subach Surak?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could you say Subach Surak?
Subach Surak.
Chali?
Subach Surak.
Huyana. Okay. And the next one is a calendar. Chishak. For a calendar. Is that how you say calendar, Nick? Chislak? I think this is one of those old style ones,
mm-hmm.
too, where they use
yeah.
the little
pegs.
Pegs. Mm-hmm.
Chislak.
I remember.
Chislak.
Chislak.
Some people were still using them when we were growing up, even
mm-hmm.
we had calendars.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard that calendar very much.
Chislak.
Trying to see what it means, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what it has, if it has another meaning besides that.
That's only when I know about
Chislak.
Mm.
Chislak.
Yeah.
Chislak.
Chislak. Chislak.
You want to say it for us, Florence?
Chislak.
Chali?
Chislak.
Rihanna. Okay. Then moving down, the next one is dart blades. But I've never... I think we'd have to see a picture of that one, so I'll put a star next to it. And then for a drum, they have choyak. Drum.
Choyak is music.
Means music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you call it choyak sudak or something like that?
Yeah.
Maybe? Okay. Nick, would you say choyak sudak?
Choyak sudak.
Chali?
Choyak sudak.
Okay. And then what about kulungwat? Is that
kulungwat?
Is that earrings?
Earrings.
Kulungwat.
Kulungwat. Okay. Can you say it one more time?
Kulungwat.
Kuyana. The next one is figures, but I don't know what that means, so we'll skip it. The next one is kaganat, for those, that game, you know, kaganak game. So this is probably a couple, maybe three of those discs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys still use kaganak? I think they put an extra NG in there. Kaganat.
Kaganat? Kaganat?
Kaganat?
Nick, is at Kaganat? Remember that game they used to play?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to think.
Kaganat or Kaganat?
Kaganat.
So with a K?
Yeah, let's see. I'll say it again.
Kaganat.
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 Okay. What about a hook, a fish hook?
Iksak.
Iksak? Can you say it one more time?
Iksak.
Koyana.
Isn't that just a hook?
Yeah.
Yeah,
any kind of hook.
Any kind of hook.
Any kind of hook.
Any kind. Okay. And what about an ayakok? What's that mean?
Ayakok.
Here it says it's a harpoon, like to stab a fish or a whale with. Ayakok?
Ayakok, yeah.
That makes sense?
Ayakok. Mm-hmm. Makes sense to me.
Okay. Can you say Ayakok, Nick?
Ayakok.
Koyana. All right, and then we have a skin hat, which this word I've never heard. Ashukak or Ashukak. Have you guys heard that one? Ashukak. Okay. Then the other one they have is Sabak. But we would say Slabak, right?
Fancy one.
Slabak is a
fancy one.
Hat, you know, with the high thing and
dress up
hat. That's not Slabak.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And so what's a regular hat is a Sabak?
Sabak.
Sabak. Yeah.
Sabak. Okay. Can you say Sabak one more time?
Sabak.
Okay. The next one is Najak. One of those beaded headdresses. Najak. They also used to say it could be like a hairnet too, Najak.
Mm-hmm. And those bandana
scarf.
Najak.
So anything you put on your your head. Okay. Do you know that one, Nick? Najak? More of a woman's name.
Yeah.
Florence, would you say Najak?
Najak.
Charlie?
Najak.
Koyana. Okay. And it looks like we're getting close, but maybe we could get a couple more. Have you guys heard of a kuyudak? A kuyudak? A hunting bag? A kuyudak? Or an kuyudak?
What is that?
It's supposed to be like a hunting bag or a sewing bag.
What did they call it? There is a word for sewing
yeah.
bag, but it's not that. Look in your dictionary. No, there's the kind you roll up. They
used to have them, yeah.
I used to know it. I forgot it now.
I saw a net, let me see. Kakiwik sewing bag.
Kakiwik,
yeah, that's it.
Kakiwik.
That's a sewing bag.
Mm-hmm.
But
what about
hunting
a hunting bag?
It,
yeah.
It say something. You put something inside of. I think that's what it.
What it literally means. A kuyudak.
Oh yeah.
A kuyudak.
Kuyudak.
Yeah.
Okay. A kuyudak?
A kuyudak.
Can you say it for me?
A kuyudak.
Kuyana.
Which one is this?
The hunting bag down here. Let's see. Right there, hunting bag. A kuyudak, a place to put things.
Like, what did they call the pack sack?
Atmak.
Atmak.
Yeah.
But that was for
because it was on your back.
Yeah. Those canvas bags they used to have.
Okay. Now, what about, Nick, I remember you telling me this one once, but it was kind of a difficult one. A wichanak for a spruce root hat. One of those old style ones like they have. A wichanak. Do you remember that word? A wichanak.
A wichanak.
Does it sound like something else to you? You have that little smile.
No, I was thinking about a wahanak, something uncomfortable.
Yeah. So an awichanak
like
could still
buy you
then.
You're not comfortable.
I see.
Awichanak
Okay.
And then this other one, there it's for a bentwood hunting hat. Chahuyak. Chahuyak. Have you heard that one? Chahuyak.
All these things I haven't.
They're all really old.
Oh, they're
yeah.
real. I wish there was somebody
yeah,
that
before
yeah.
our time.
Mm-hmm. I know that's probably the word they said.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we'll skip that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't even know what a kayak gunnel board is. We'll have to see a picture. I'll put a star on it. And then have you guys heard of Paidalik, a three-hatch kayak? Paidalik or Paidalik? Paidalik or Paidalik?
Wouldn't JP know?
Maybe. That would be a good one to ask him. And then the next one is a braided sinew line, Punuchbak. Have you heard that one? Punuchbak? Or Punuchbak? How would you say, like, a rope? Iruchkak?
Iruchkak. Iruchkak, yeah.
Iruchkak? Could you say that one more time?
Iruchkak.
And then how do you guys call a mask?
Maska.
Maska. You say it one more time.
Maska.
Charlie.
Maska.
Kuyana. And then maybe we'll call that good for the day because we got done with the first page. We'll revisit this again next word for them, then we'll
only
have to do it once. So for mask, do you guys recognize Hinakuk?
Well, I recognize it from Sophie.
Oh, okay, she uses that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you would say maska?
Maska.
Maska.
Maska. Nick, could you say it into the mic for me?
Maska.
Kuyana. And then the next one is a mat, like a grass mat. Do you guys recognize pichak? Pichak?
Not me.
No.
Pihak.
Pihak is fast.
Yeah.
Oh, you could say it means fast. Mm-hmm. Okay. How would you say, like, if you had a little rug or a little mat made out of grass? Do you have a word for it?
I don't know because I never saw a grass mat.
And then what's a palawik?
Palawik. Palawik. That's a...
It's a rug.
Rug.
Mm-hmm. So could you say that a grass rug is like a...
Wuk, wukum, palawik, palawika, palawik. Wuk, palawik. Wuk is grass.
Mm-hmm. So you could call it a wuk palawik?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could you say that for me, Nick, into the mic?
Wuk palawik.
Charlie?
Wuk palawik.
Koyana?
Wuk.
Wuk.
Wuk. Grass.
Okay. And then the next one is a necklace. Uyamishkwat. Uyamishkwat. Have you heard
that one? Is that double L or one L?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be a double L.
Oh, yeah, it's underlined there.
Yeah, they're using the old writing system.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that word? Uyamishkwat? Because it sounds almost like something for the neck.
Yeah.
Uyapo.
Uyapo.
Neck.
Yeah.
Uyamishkwat.
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 Uyamishkwat. Uyamishkwat. Uyamishkwat.
Uyamishkwat. Uyamishkwat. We are mishkwak.
We are mishkwak.
Okay. Kuyana. And then would you also call a necklace a pingwak or a pingwan? That's just for bead, isn't it? One
pingwak
bead.
Is bead.
Bead. Mm-hmm. Okay. So would you ever say that for a necklace with just one bead on it? Maybe? Like a string with a bead? Would you call it a pingwak?
Yeah, you could, yeah, pingwak.
But that would just be referring to the one bead.
Yeah,
on it
would be referring to one bead.
Okay. Next one is a nose pin, like a stick that goes through this part. Pachihuam. What would you call it? Something that sticks through the nose?
Pachihuam. Kulutwa.
Pachihuam kulutwa.
Ring.
Oh, like a nose ring? What if it was straight like a stick that went through right here? I'm trying to think of a word for that, for like a little stick or a pin.
Kupuha. Pajihwam kupuha. Stick. Because kupuha is a stick.
Yeah.
So pachihwam kupuha?
Stick.
Could you say it for us into there?
Pachihwam kupuha.
A nose stick. Okay. The next one is a parka, but I already know that this one is wrong because they're just using the word for the material. A kanganak, a squirrel, a ground squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to think of a word for a parka. Let's look in here.
Long coat is a...
Kudunak?
Paltuk.
Paltuk. Paltuk.
Paltuk.
It's a long coat.
Yeah, paltuk.
Paltuk. Mm-hmm. So what's the difference between a paltuk and a kutunak?
Kutunak is the gut.
Oh, the gut skin.
Gut seal skin, raincoat.
Mm, okay. So a paltuk.
Mm-hmm.
Could you say paltuk there?
Paltuk.
Right? Chali?
Paltuk.
Kuyana. And the next word is a rattle. Rattle. Like for a baby or... maybe for a shamanak or something.
Rattle.
Let's see if there's something in here. There's no rattle. But how do you call something that makes a jingling or a clanking sound?
Nathuwaka.
Let me look up noise. Mihsudak, like something that makes a lot of noise.
Mihsudak, the thing that makes a lot of noise.
Or munguhsudak.
Rattle, got it.
Or mchahsudak. I guess it depends on the kind of noise it makes.
Uluk shake.
Uluk sudak, maybe?
Uluk sudak.
Can you say it again?
Uluk sudak.
And that means what?
Shake and rattle.
Something that you would shake?
Uluk. Uluk tok, it's shaking. Uluk sudak. Something you shake.
Umamit karanta saka. Saw it in here. There it is. So, uluk sudak. Something you shake. Okay. And then we have a sea otter arrow. That would just be a huak, right? Maybe ahnam hua.
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 Ahnam Hua.
Ahnam
Hua.
Ahnam.
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 Can you say it one more time?
Ahnam Hua.
And then our next one.
Would you say Ahnam? Ahnam.
Ahnam. Ahnam.
Okay. Our next one is a sewing bag. Ukuyudak. That must mean something you put things in.
Sounds like, yeah.
Ukuyudak.
Remember that sewing thing had needles, thread, thing. What was that?
That must be a kakiwik.
Kakiwik.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's the next one. So I think
they
have two different kinds of bags.
I see.
One is like a more of a men's bag that
they
put things in.
Yeah, ikuidak.
Ikuidak.
Ikwiyuduk. Something you put things in.
Mm-hmm. Ikwiyuduk.
How would you say it, Nick?
Ikwiyuduk.
Ikwiyuduk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then kakiwik. A sewing bag.
Kakiwik.
Kakiwik. Okay. And since it's probably a woman's sewing bag, would you say it to Florence? Kakiwik.
Kakiwik.
Huyana. Okay, now, the next one is like a bracelet. Tayach Nechudak. Tayach Nechudak. I've never heard that one. Isn't a wrist a Tayachnuk?
Tayachnuk.
Is a wrist.
Wrist, yeah.
So a tayach nechudak is something that goes on the wrist, maybe?
Mm, sounds like it.
So it makes sense, but it's, have you ever heard it, or
Mm-mm.
would you feel comfortable saying it?
Tayach nechudak. Tayach nechudak. Yeah, it sounds like
Tayahana.
Kita.
Tayahana Huda.
Okay, can you say it one more? Oh, I didn't know I'm pointing at you.
Tayahana Huda.
Huyana. Now, shaman's figure. I'm not sure what that is. Maybe it's like a little doll. How do you say doll? Swahwak?
Swahwak. Suahwak.
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 Can you say it one more time, Nick?
Suahwak.
Kuyana. The next one is a hat. Ashuhak. Have you heard that? Ashuhak? Or Ashuhak?
Hat.
This one's a skin hat, like maybe a furry hat.
Atuhak.
Atuhak?
Mm-hmm.
What's an Atuhak?
Shaman's hat? Kind of?
I never heard of it. Skin hat.
Only Slavak. Shaman's hat. That's a big special one.
I think it's kind of just like a furry, pointy hat, kind of like this.
Like a witch.
Yeah. So how could you call it a shamanam slapa?
Slapa.
Slapa.
Can you say that for me, Nick?
Shanam.
Shamanam.
Shanamam slapa.
Chali?
Shanamam slapa. Slapa is a hat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then...
Amiyak. Amiyak is skin.
Amiyak. Okay.
Amiyak slapa.
So if it was just a skin hat, you'd call it
Amiyak.
Amiyak slapa.
Mm.
Or Amiyak slapak.
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 Can you say that one too?
Amiyak slapa. Slapak.
Okay. Then we have a rattle again, but we'll just say it's the same thing. Uluch Suduk. Uluch Suduk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How do you say this?
What's that?
How do you say this?
The next one, the next one is for a whistle, Kukumyak.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Kukumyak.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You say it for me, Nick?
Kukumyak. Whistle.
Okay. The next one is Inichsun. Sounds like something for a mountain. It's supposed to be snow goggles.
Kitnirskam. That's kick. kick. Kittinginas kam ak achkik.
Kittinginas kam achkik. So the squinting.
Yeah.
Squinting glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Snow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The next one is luskak.
Luska, spoon.
Mm-hmm. Then we have you heard of a nukak? Nukak, throwing board? You know, one of those old nukak things that they used to use to throw a spear further? Nukak?
Nukak. Would that be a K? N-U-K-A-Q?
I don't know. Nukak. Nukak.
Nukak.
Nukak. Might be. I've seen it written, but I think it might be a word that's too old.
Nukak.
Nukak.
Drawing board.
Yeah. You know those things that they made in the Aleutic weeks where you put the end of the spear in it and then you use it to throw the spear further? It's like about this long.
Mm.
It has a little point that goes back this way that the spear fits into.
Mm.
Have you seen those? It's hard to visualize.
Like a harpoon?
Well, it's just an extra, it's like a stick that has a handle on one end and a groove going down with a little pointy thing at the end of the groove. And then the spear, like it fits in it like this, and then you hold on to it, and then when you throw it, the spear, it adds extra.
Yeah.
Ahead.
That for hunting birds or?
Mainly I think for whales and sea lions, it gives an extra, it can go further and with more force, so it can pierce the animal better. So nukak is not recognizable.
Well, it sounds like it would be the word.
Mm-hmm.
To me it sounds like it would be the word.
Okay. Well, I'll just say it's okay, but it's you just don't personally have recollection of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next one is an angyak, an open boat, an open skin boat.
Yeah, that sounds. Angyak. Yeah, it sounds right. Angyak.
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 You say it again.
Angyak.
Koyana. The next one is a water dipper. They have kalhun, but isn't it a kalurak?
Kalurak, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kalurak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you say it one more time, Nick?
Kalurak, dipper.
Okay. Kuyana, that's...
Flaming ritual ornament.
Yeah, I figure we just don't have that one.
Mm-hmm.